Okay, name please, sir.
My name is Angelus Decimus Meridius, Commander of the Armies of the North, General of the Redux Legions, loyal servant of the true Emperor, Eugene Aurelius, producer of a radio show, writer of a sprite comic, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
I see. Very good, sir. Could you blow into this for me, please? Okay, if I must. What's with all the beeping? It means you're under arrest for crimes against entertainment and for providing the opening of this radio show with a criminally contrived joke. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you'd later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. I want a lawyer! A lawyer will be provided for you if you cannot afford one, which I kind of suspect you can't. Grab him, lads. Get your hands off me! Stand back. Stand back, or I'll let you have it. I'll do it! There's nothing you can say to get you out of this situation, Sonny, so go ahead. Fine, you asked for it. Run the titles.
Shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Radio Redux. I am your host Darkhenge UK, and you are listening to, well, we're listening to now anyway, a sort of remix of Knight Rider theme, whereas before it was the actual Knight Rider theme, so just to confuse you. Yeah, it's a bit more technical, this one. Yes, so I've got lots to line up for you today. To be honest, most of it is, or rather a good percentage of it, is going to be the bits that were left out from the third episode of Radio Redux. Yes, lots of stuff lined up for you today, lots of stuff indeed. We have no adverts for you today, which is quite something. There is, on today's show, we'll just go down the rundown, we had a little bit of an overview of what happened in the news. A special takeover of the show by the Sonic Hour for exactly a minute. My long-awaited Sega-endorsed Sonic Riders review. We have the Q&A UK as usual. A whole host of requests coming up for you as well as the Magnificent Seven. And at the very end of the day, yes, it's here. Chaotic Zex Episode 3. Because you wanted it so much. But first, we're going to have a remix from JD Harding. It's a Sonic 3D remix of Panic Puppet Zone 1. It's a VG mix, and it's a Puppet Trance.
latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
Good morning! Yeah, it's me. And it's the news! It's the news section again. Straight in there we are today. About 8 minutes gone. That's pretty quick, actually. Yes, a little bit of extra news for you, because obviously we had the main news, and you know all about that from the last show, because we're having an extra show this month, and possibly two or three next month as well, as you might have gathered. So, yes, news. Since we last spoke, there have been two main events. The most recent one, obviously, was Easter, and I hope you had a very nice Easter. I, for one, had a fantastic Easter. I was inundated with lots and lots of chocolate, most of which I haven't eaten yet, which is a miracle, quite frankly. But yes, a small army of lint bunnies emerged from the shadows to try and take over the world, but unfortunately a pair of white lab mice got there first, so they came to my house and got eaten. Yes, there is nothing better than lint chocolate. Absolutely. I used to think there was nothing better than Cadbury's chocolate. Unfortunately, I think Lindt chocolate tops that. Anyone who has had one of the Lindor balls, which is like a liquid chocolatey fudge centre wrapped with gorgeous chocolate around it, and then just melt in your mouth, and oh my god, heaven exists on earth. But anyway, there was Easter. No one really did anything for Easter, Sonic-wise. TSS did a special skin, I know, called Creamed, which obviously featured our little lop friend. But apart from that, nobody really did anything. Mainly because everyone was so tired out from the second event that happened this month, which, coincidentally, was the first thing that happened this month, quite literally. The 1st of April, which is April Fool's Day. Now, everyone knows that the Sonic community kind of goes out of its way to prankerize and cause trouble and mayhem and lots of people going, oh my god, is it really the truth? Is the world coming to an end? And that was the same this year. Sonic Rex, you might remember last year, became Amy Rex for a couple of days, and it all became pink and lovely, and there was a nice comic in conjunction. There wasn't a comic this time, because of the way it was done. I'll go on to the Sonic Rex one in a minute. I'll give you a bit of a rundown of what everyone else did. Sonic HQ became Sally Moon HQ, combining that icon of Sonic arguments, Princess Sally, with the horribleness of Sailor Moon to create a brand new fan site for something that doesn't exist, but yeah, that was pretty cool. The TSS Sonic Kingdom Menagerie did various things. For a start, Dreadnux was moving to Japan. Then there was the Knuckles DS game that was very nicely done. There was... Oh, what else was there? There was a couple other game news. Sega did one themselves, actually. Sega did one themselves saying that Yuji Naka was quitting to open a restaurant. Which would have been quite cool, because, let's face it, he'd have made pots and pots of money. It became a pilgrimage site for all the game fans around the world. Who would quite happily go along and pay God knows how many yen for a bowl of instant ramen, which isn't really instant ramen, but it came out of a packet, which is the secret recipe, as everyone knows. The other big thing was the Summer of Sonic, which was announced, which everyone goes, oh no, that's a fake, and it wasn't a fake. Summer of Sonic is a collection, basically under the TSS stroke. Under the TSS banner, everyone is being rallied. from quite a few sites to produce something which is going to be endorsed and backed by Sega for Sonic's 15th, of course, which is this year, Sonic's 15th anniversary. The 15th anniversary of Sonic, 15th anniversary, Sonic anniversary 15. Anniversary 15, Sonic, any 5th. Yeah. And as you probably already knew, Sonic Rex is going to be one of the people involved in this. What we're doing, I can't exactly say. There will be a special Airshoe Diaries, I would have thought, on something or the other. Sonic Rex is not going to be involved in the principal site itself, but it is going to be strongly involved in something else linked to it, and that's all I'm going to say. Okay, I do not want any questions, any queries on this until the time is right and until the birthday. You will know what it is that Old Arcane UK and Sonic Rex are doing when you see it. When you see it, you'll go, "Oh my god!" And possibly throw in a few expletives as well, but we don't want to go into that, do we? So yes, those were the... At least the April Fools I can remember. the Sonic Rex April Fool. Yes. I did a lot of research for this, I must say. For a start... All of a sudden, on the 31st of April, the majority of the site went down. Not the 31st of April, 31st of March, so. The majority of the site went down. I actually forgot a few things. I actually meant for everything to go down, and I think, was it Spinball Wizard who, through careful checking of every single URL that Spinball Wizard could remember, found out that some elements of the site weren't down. But yeah, but most of the site was actually down. The whole of the site was down. I did, that was the plan for the whole of the site to be down. People found sort of late at night on the 31st of March that, so the site had gone down. There was a legal statement on the front page saying, what did it actually say? It said something about, you know, this page is shut down, etc. He says opening Macromedia Dreamweaver, because you can't remember what it said. It was a long time ago, okay? I've done a lot of stuff since then. Right, what did it actually say? Right, SonicRex.com by labeling, by Weeble. Yes, we took over by Weeble and Bob. Yeah. SonicRex.com by legal injunction based on European law E5/411/EU. This site has ceased operating as instructed by Simmons & Simmons, acting subsidiary of Linklaters, as per the orders of Sega Europe Limited. All queries should be dealt with through Simmons & Simmons, and more information can be found here. For a start, I know you probably won't know this at all. Simmons and Simmons and Linklaters are indeed very important European lawyers. Okay, both of those. So, if you by clicking here, obviously you can't click here because this is a verbal communication on the radio show. But if you go to probably be in the news archive by the time this goes out, if you go to the news archive and find this particular. The particular April Fool's Day article in there. If you click on the link, it'll still work. It took you to a BBC website, or a mock-up of the BBC News website, which did a very in-depth thing, and all the images linked back to the BBC themselves, and it took a fair bit of work trying to grab everything over, and they were using... ADF or whatever it is, and I don't know ADF. So there's a lot of trial and error involved, and it was transferred over from one of the health pages, which a lot of people pointed out when they looked at the code, because I forgot a couple of the health tabs. If you clicked on various links, it took you to the health page. It was, according to the poll, I mean, of those who saw it, 50% of the people were taken in, and that pleased me no end. Dreadnoughts got a PM from somebody saying, oh my god, is this true, because Dreadnoughts was sort of quoted on the front page, also on this BBC News page. So it was very realistic, and there was a couple of people who sort of said, you know, sort of picked holes in it, and sort of said, oh, the language isn't right here, the code's not very good, it's quite clear, why has it got the Sonic Rex bar at the top, get a life, you know? We'd take it at its face value. That was just pathetic. There's these people sort of going, not good, not funny at all. You know, if there's a bus going past you haven't taken a number of. Damn, honestly. Anyway, but thank you, in all seriousness, for those people who actually were completely taken in by it, but who actually emailed me and said, you know, either, you know, good, you got me for about 20 seconds or whatever. Even if it was 20 seconds, it was worth it. For those who, you know, got me for 20 seconds before I sort of thought of it and realised, a couple of people sort of said they would have fallen for it were it not for the fact that they actually were thinking about last year and Amy Rex at the time. And a few people took the time and effort and genuine care to write in to me and say, look, this is believing this was okay, that this is a terrible thing that's happening to you, you've got our support, and we're sorry this has happened, and you've got our complete backing, and hope you do very well in whatever situation turns out from this. I seem to be under attack by a plane. Okay. That's kind of weird. What's a plane doing overhead at this place? We're not on the flight path. But yeah, so thank you in all seriousness to those people. Okay, and you know who you are. I will not name names.
It was you.
What else do we have news-wise? As that kind of covers most of that. You might have seen from the new poll and various relatory things that the Sonic Rex store, which I always seem to be talking about, I always seem to be saying, yeah, it's coming out soon, it's coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm doing the sort of the Microsoft version of the release dates at the moment for the store. In that it's coming out in a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, half a decade. It will be coming out soon. I'm sorry, guy, but it will be coming out soon. The whole point of the poll is to determine, you know, would you buy something from it? And I do ask you, if it's still up at the time this episode is released, that you do answer honestly, please. It is kind of serious because to do all the stuff and to give you guys a nice varied product base, it means me making it a premium store and handing over some monies to the Cafe Press people, which I really don't want to do. Because it's like a charge that I didn't really need to. So I'm sort of working out as to, you know, if I put the stuff in here, will it be covered? And things like that. Yeah. So there's loads of designs finished. I mean, there really is loads of designs finished. The pages will all be Sonic Rexified, so there'll be lots of funny ha-ha on various descriptions and things. But there is now definitely four badges, definitely one t-shirt design, another t-shirt design, which Dread is actually going to... I showed it to Dread the other day, and he thought it was so awesome, he's actually going to buy one. So, that is... that's a hell of a, you know, an endorsement. Dread himself is going to buy one of these t-shirts because it's just so awesome. And there's another one, and I definitely need another t-shirt. There are plans for about 3 other t-shirts as well. There's the other item that I talked about last time for the girlies. And there might be some other stuff as well. There's some other stuff that will be coming out which will be linked into the future comics, which is annoying because that's some of the best stuff. Which, of course, the answer to that is, of course, go and do more comics, Shark Angel UK. But no, I can't, unfortunately. Anyway, so that's the news done with. Pretty quickly today, actually. But, you know, that's the news extra from last time. Oh, yes, one more thing, as you know, that you got coming up. I got my game through from Sega, so I will give you a nice audio review of Sonic Riders later in the show. Coming up next, though, it is a request from SanFran51. Assumably, SanFran51 is wearing some flowers in their hair, but it ties in nicely, actually, when I was talking about the monies. SanFran51 requested Money by ABBA. Yes, ABBA. Now, actually, I found out I didn't actually possess it, which surprised the hell out of me. Anyway, I've got a hold of a copy, but it seems to be some sort of 80s dance remixy version. But it sounds kind of cool, so I hope you're okay with that. After which, we'll have some Sonic Adventure 2, I think. But so come up next, it's ABBA.
Radio Redux.
I love this show.
It's a great show.
It's just so much fun.
Radio Redux. The official
official podcast of SonicRex.com.
That was Flying the Freedom from Sonic Adventure 2. Flying the Freedom, of course, being a Rouge's theme. It's not especially for someone, but I'm going to hand that to Demix for reasons that Demix knows about. I quite like Rouge's music, actually, throughout Sonic Adventure 2. It and Knuckles is you know, pretty spot on. It could be argued, you know, that, you know, Sonic Adventure 2's music is the best music produced for any Sonic game to date, I think. Although, bearing in mind the context, perhaps Shadow the Hedgehog comes close to that. Right, special event time, really. Now, looking at Echo Worlds, our sort of unofficially forum, I noticed that, a lot of people were saying, you know, some people were saying Radio Redux is a lot better than Sonic R, which, you know, makes me happy and makes me laugh a lot, in the vague direction of SSR. But in all seriousness, a lot of people either haven't the ability, or time, or intestinal fortitude to go out onto Fastfeet and download the available Sonic Hour episodes. And as a result, they're going, I wonder what Dread sounds like. You know, we know he's going to be coming on here sometime. But what does he sound like? Oh, I don't know. Apparently, AAUK sounds like a Londoner. Really? Yeah, I can so see that, that I sound like a Londoner. Of course I do. It's the accent, yeah, of course. This is from, these are the American boys and girls, yeah, all going, I don't have an accent. I talk like this, my grandpappy talked like this, his grandpappy talked like this, his grandpappy, he actually grew up in Cincinnati. But yes, I will talk like this because that's the way I talk. Thank you very much indeed. I'm not from London either, although Dreadnought is kind of London with some Scandinavian mixed in and stuff. Anyway. So for a very special one-off people, you're going to have Radio Redux Presents the Sonic Hour minus 59 minutes. This is from a Season 2 show that I'm going to show you, and you get the opportunity to listen to what Rorys sounds like as well, what Rory Jocelyn sounds like. He's the one that sort of sounds younger and acts younger, and is generally the one you want to hit with a hammer, which I might give Dredd for his birthday, whenever that is. I might send him a hammer to be used. I'll send him a hammer in a box with glass on it that says etched on the glass, in the event of brother break glass. That'll do. So yes, here we go. It's a little special extract from actually one of my favourite discussions about the infamous Hat Man. And this is from over a year ago, 23rd of January, 2005.
Success!
So this guy I call Hatman, right?
Prevents changes.
He reckons he expanded Argos.
Right.
He's going, oh yeah, it's because of me I brought it up from, what do you call it, a small little company to the national household name it is now. Blah,
what's
blah,
your
blah.
Name? He probably says Danny Argos.
And he's yeah.
I'm Danny Argos.
Danny Argos, my wife's Auntie Argos.
What? If he's Danny Argos and his wife is Auntie Argos.
Well, I don't know. He might have some weird... Well, he's got to have some weirded up kids anyway if his last name's Argos and he thinks he's Argos. But, yeah. he comes in on a regular basis now. He originally came in like what was it the other week, and we were all laughing because he's a dummy. No offense to Mr. Hatman.
He's probably out there listening to.
Hey, you've got the benefit of anonymity anyway, so I don't
know
why.
Hatman.
And he's probably not listening to this anyway because he's probably not a Sonic fan.
How do you know? He's got the hat.
Oh, he's probably the one that expanded Sonic as well, isn't
he? I met Yuji Naka when he was just a wee baby.
I taught him everything he knows. Taught him everything. But he was going on.
You
about...
do get crazy people in stores. It's really funny.
He was going on like yesterday.
Does he smell?
He keeps, despite he
just
might,
because most mental people smell. I just know
I
from my own experience.
I haven't gotten. Yeah,
of all
well.
That, no, we used to. When
no,
I used to work in Sainsbury's. We used to get this smelly man used to come along, right? And he one time, this is absolutely true. He came up to me with a bottle of orange juice and he went, "See this? I found it down there, right? It was still in the juices bit, but it was next to the milks rather than on the opposite side of the actual rack where it was supposed to be." He goes, "See, I found this. You would have been doomed if I hadn't found this. The point was I was tidying it, so I would have found it in about 5 minutes and moved it to where it was supposed to be. He's going, I would have found this. I mean, you better tell someone, you know, because if this sort of thing keeps happening, God knows." I was like, yeah, God knows.
I know.
He's like, yeah, good I was here though, wouldn't it? I'm like, yeah, wicked.
Yeah, you saved the world. Yeah, Metal Man.
Better than Super Ted.
Well, there you go then. It's in the end about 2.5 minutes, I think. But hey, now you know what they talk about on Sega Sonic Radio, more specifically, obviously, the Sonic Hour. There is a lot of talk about. There was definitely a thread on SSMB which I sort of commented on, where people were sort of saying, you know, why isn't there a podcast of the Sega Sonic Radio elements? And I did say, you know, I'd put, if you want to slap together a show, I'll put it on as a sort of bit of a special. And they sort of went, yeah, thanks. We'll keep that in mind. I haven't really heard the Sonic. I haven't really heard the Sonic Hour for a little while now, mainly because I work Sunday and it happens Sunday, and it's not happening at the moment anyway because of obviously Dread's sound card being all kaboom. But yeah, so now you know what Rory sounds like. Now you know what Dread sounds like, and you know that we don't sound. Well, we sound me and Dread sound similar-ish in the fact that we can speak. Which is, you know, rather handy. Coming up next, we have... What do we have? We have a request. It's a very nicely, I had two people request the same thing. So I was kind of keen that one be done and out of the way. It is from Sonic Adventure 2 again, but it's for Cabs and Smart Bomb 330, and their request is Believe in Myself, the... theme of Tales. And I'll see you on the flip side.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Love.
course, Titan AE again, and this time it was tracked by The Urge. The title of which being My Turn to Fly, obviously. Cool song. Cool song. Right, coming up next, we have a nice bit of loveliness for you. It is time for... You've been waiting for it! Arcangel UK's Sega Endorsed Sonic Riders Review! Arcangel UK's Sega Endorsed Sonic Riders Review! Yeah! So, yes, my game came through from Sega, so I'm now entirely able to tell you exactly what I know about Sonic Riders, which is nothing, because they kindly sent me a PS2 copy of the game. Bearing in mind, I sent an email to them saying, when asked, would I like a copy of the game? So, yes. I said, yes, sent back, here is my address. Please be aware, I do not possess a PS2 or an Xbox. I only possess a GameCube. Only possess a GameCube. GameCube. I do not possess the one that breaks down after the warranty runs out. I do not possess the one that looks and plays like a suitcase. I only possess a GameCube. So, buffoonery, they sent me a copy of the PS2. How am I supposed to review it? Right. Okay, what I'm going to talk about on this nice little review, which isn't really a review, is mainly the great difference between the Japanese and English soundtracks. From what I know, okay? Talk about the dub here. I suppose the soundtrack, but the actual dub. Now, Sega and people wonder, you know, why do a lot of people go and choose the Japanese and put it on the Japanese audio when, you know, we spent lots of time and money putting it into English and getting nice people to do it. Very nice people, incidentally. But I am now going to explain to you exactly why, okay? Now, I cannot remember the name of the person who does Knuckles on Sonic X. Somebody, I'm sure, will let you know. But this is precisely, okay, Sega, the reason why people like to put it on Japanese, okay? I'm not sure where this comes in the game. I can only assume it comes of his sort of last story, okay? But there are a couple of tracks, which, thanks to Fast Feet, I have. And these are the effects, okay? This is the Guardian Roar 1, okay? This is it in Japanese. This is the first time the Guardian Roar, which I can only assume is when whatever Guardian this is materialises and is first seen, okay? So, Guardian Roar 1, this is it in Japanese. See, now that's not bad, okay? That's not bad. That's vaguely menacing. Vaguely menacing. Hints of power, it's pretty good. This is that same roar for the same time, but in English, okay? And that's pathetic. That's really weird. It just sounds like Knuckles is in a cave. That's all it sounds like, okay? Whoever you are, hang your head in shame. But wait, there is more. There is a second roar where, assumably, the Guardian is being defeated or has been defeated, okay? Now, this is the, again, roar in Japanese. This is the second one, okay? And he's dying, he's dead, he's gone. Now, this is, again, same roar, dying, going, Guardian, in English. What was with that last bit? You know, is he constipated or something? I mean, for the first bit of that, it sounds like he's sort of on a roller coaster. There's actually a roller coaster in this cave somewhere. Whoa! Yeah, I'm my bedspread could make a better noise than that for a guardian. And that is why people prefer the Japanese. And that is it for my Sonic Riders Roundup, because that's literally all I can say about it, okay? Send me a GameCube copy. I'm not buying it. But I can't afford it because of all the reasons that I've said in the last show. And B, you know, I'm so miffed with it, I'm not gonna. If I find out what's going on, I'll let you know. But probably anyone who's listening to this, or the majority of them, already possesses Riders anyway, so you don't really need to be sad about it. Tell you about it. But hey, now you know. Coming up next, we have a piece of music from Sonic Riders, which is Jet's Theme. Lots of themes today. Jet's Theme, which is Catch Me If You Can. After that, we have a request as well from, as I said on the last show, for Joe van der Gerten. And it's the Eggman Remix Factory version, the Doc Robotnik, the Dr. Robotnik remix from the Show the Hedgehog Lost and Found soundtrack. And I'll be right back.
Fuck!
And that was once again the Eggman Remix Factory version, the Doc Robotnik mix for Joan van der Goerten. That's one of our requests for today. Welcome to the second hour of Radio Redux. As you probably know by now, there's a bit of a gap between the first and second hours in recording, so actually quite a lot of time's gone past. I spent most of last night watching Corpse Bride, Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, which was a heck of a good film. And very sad at the end. Although I must actually say that I was a little bit disappointed with the ending, because it not the ending though exactly, the end of the final sort of showdown with the Baron, the bad guy in the film. It seemed the script could have been a lot better, especially when the dead are about to exact their revenge. They could have, the interchange there could have been a lot smoother, a lot crisper. And to be honest, they missed the chance for a very, very good sort of black humour gag there. Which was slightly disappointing, actually. So the rest of the film's absolutely fantastic, and I sincerely recommend anyone going out and renting a copy of that or buying a copy of that to see just what stop motion animation can produce when handled in the right way. So, yes, second hour, that generally means questions. Questions and answers, answers and questions with some Q&A UK. And you'll be not surprised, bear in mind that I already told you that it was going to happen, that we're going to go on to that now. So, we've got not many questions, has to be said, but that's mainly because I didn't really ask that much for questions, and besides, we had a whole host of questions on the last show. So we got a few questions though. Round the Dragon asks, what does Latin mean? What she means by that is the Latin in my signature that I have. If you've been fortunate enough to receive an email from me, my signature goes Postarium Latis Nectis, so it is written. And obviously the so it is written means, so it is written. It used to say, so it is written, so shall it be done. But I sort of changed it down just to so it is written, ... Because I thought that sounded, you know, slightly cooler, just sort of trailing off, you know, not really saying what it, so it is written. So what is written, you know? But the Postarium Lactis, whatever it is, that actually means, excuse me while I just clean my throat.
You do not know the power of the dark side.
In the worst evil impression ever there. Oh, fantastic. But yeah, that's what it means. You do not know the power of the dark side. So that's some interesting stuff. What else? Another question here saying, what are the big plans for the rest of you with Sonic Rex? I'm teaching to get asked this in this sort of question in a variety of different formats every show. But I can reveal some stuff which is going to happen in the next sort of 3-4 months, projects wise, for the site. There's going to be. After this show, I'll talk a bit more about the radio shows later, but there'll be sort of another show, and then another show, which requires a lot of writing, but there's two radio shows definitely planned. Elsewise, though, the comics are going to change a little soon. I say that if you look at the comic archive, you might notice that there's a sort of very obvious something's going to happen at this point. Basically, we've had the whole sort of introductory spiel. Well, the whole introductory spiel over 2 years. The characters now all know each other, which is the main thing I wanted to get up to at some point, was that the characters had all meeting up, which is why we had the party arc, so that everyone knew everyone else. So I had, so now everyone knows everyone else. I can put said other characters with other characters who haven't been seen, especially with. Those characters in previous comics, because that was the thing. We had the Redux Rebel with Sonic and Amy, and then we essentially had Eggman and Rouge sort of floating around, and the other group was Tails, Shadow and Knuckles. Now there's going to be a bit of a change. I'm going to So something's happening with Alzari, which I can't really tell you about, and Frost. Something's going to happen with Knuckles and Angelus, and possibly another character coming in that I'm not going to spoil. And we have... There's going to be a big, monstrous event that will... leads the way that the comics go for quite some time to come, coming up. What else? For the actual site-wise, obviously the store coming out is the next big thing for Sonic Rex as a site, after which I'll be looking at revamping the Shadow Depository in some form or another. giving that a bit more of a focus on what I want it to be and what I want it to be versus what I can have it to be in the confines of money I possess versus bandwidth that you guys will take and that I can afford to run. I mean, I'm barely affording to run the site as it is, which is why the store's coming into. So that's the thing. I could do. This is the thing, guys. I could do and say, you know, well, I'll put a donate button on there. You know, you can donate. Well, I don't like the whole sort of. I just don't like the whole cap in hand thing. So I'd sooner, you know, if you're gonna do that, if you want to sort of send Sonic Rex money, at least you can do it this indirect way where you get something back for it through the store. So I mean the prices are going to be all right. I know a lot of people have been sort of worrying about what the prices are going to be. It's not going to be like $100 for a t-shirt, unless you want to give me $100 and I'll still give you a t-shirt, it's fine by me. But yeah, so that's the next thing. Something in the distant future, whenever I start thinking about version 5 of the site, that'll be when it. I'm sort of going to be start learning PHP, so when that comes around, we might see a sort of PHP, sort of slightly even more slicker version of the site. To be fair, though, I mean, I think as one of the. I don't think of Sonic Rex as a major site. As one of the sort of niche players, so we shall say, the niche players in the fan base, I think it's only, they're one of the only ones that's written purely in HTML, with sort of a slight smattering of XHTML and CSS in there as well. But it's really one of the few that's not PHP. And I think it holds up. I think it holds up against all the PHP ones. But, you know, with things like TSS constantly evolving and becoming more and more really professional looking versus Sobrix. I mean, there's various. I'm continuing tweaking and doing all sorts of stuff. There might be a. I did something for the store pages and I liked it so much I might make it standard for the entire site. We'll see how that goes, but I quite like the idea of that. So you'll notice it when it happens. But so that's one of the other things on the Horizon app is the possible PHP conversion. So we can do stuff. I may think when that sort of starts rolling about possibly including some kind of proper forum. That's a big may, okay, because that would take bandwidth as a rule completely. Okay, what else do we have here? A couple of Smart Bomb 330 questions, Smart Bomb 330 questions, and two of them. It is said in SW Comic that you graduated with a bachelor's in science. Are you planning to become a computer scientist or anything in the field? Yes, I am a BSc. I have three letters after my name that aren't WTF. And yeah, that means I'm cool. It means I've got to wear robes and stuff at some stage and a mortarboard. And I got to shake the hand of Sir Richard Attenborough. So that was kind of cool. Especially as he sort of... I think most of you know about that anyway, but... Lord Sir Richard Attenborough, who the famous actor who you probably know most as the owner of Jurassic Park from that film. He was, the Chancellor of the university I went to. So he handed me my... We shook my hand and gave me the he gave me my qualification, so that was kind of cool. So that is truly an experience I will never forget. I was just absolutely amazed at how happy I was afterwards. I mean, he really was fantastic to meet and speak to. Sorry, I'm going off a bit into sort of memory here, and it's yeah. Probably not incidentally smart bomb. I really don't think the BSC as it was, the area, I mean, it's a very grey. It was a very grey term for the course I was on. But I suspect that. Well, if I'm doing the web thing, if I'm going into, it's kind of computer science. The good thing, well, I mean, the lovely thing was when I first started my course, we were actually classed as engineering, we were classed as an engineering course. So I was like going to graduate as an engineer, which I thought was amazing. It's like, yes, I'm doing all this stuff because I'm going to be an engineer, kick ass. I already had plans to get dungarees and a oily wrench, and just sort of wave it around at people and possibly, you know, just wake up and go to sleep just covered in dirt, grime and oil. But it was a cool thing. But no real plans to be a computer science. That's the area I'm not really interested in. The whole research and physical aspect of computing with hardware and stuff and networking has never ever appealed to me. I think it's because my dad did something similar or does something similar, and everything, even though, you know, I was involved in computers from a little age, and it was sort of thanks to him doing his job that I got into computers in that way. But where I looked at the stuff he was doing, I thought, how on earth can you do that? It really was so boring. So probably not. We've got a second part of the question. Or do you want to someday become a public radio host? I would not be a very good public radio host at all. I suppose it wouldn't be bad, but I really would need somebody to play off of. So it would have to be a public radio host or someone else. As a single DJ, I probably would be rather naff. Ho hum. Although I'm sure somebody would start a petition online to get me a job on somewhere. So somebody somewhere will do petitions online and get Kevin Eva, get Argo UK a job as a DJ on some really strange radio station. Yeah, I don't think I'd become a public radio host. Although I'd probably be pretty good if it was like phoning or something, because I'd just be completely arbitrary. So I'd say, I lost my dog. I lost my cat. So I was like, well, you should have kept an eye on it, you know? I lost my job because I was drinking. Well, you shouldn't have been drinking then, should you? No. Right. Okay, and that is literally all the questions. Although, think about it, I've got one here. He says, just looking through the inbox, and there's one from, I do get these emails from addresses that the name is completely impronounceable. Okay, anyway, it says, what would you like to see? I've had this sort of question before as well. What would you like to see happen with Sonic Rex? It's kind of similar to the previous one. What would you like to see something happen over the next year? All right, okay, this is what I'd like to see. I'd love for somebody on the web comics list, because, you know, if you look down on the links and the affiliates or the Vote for Us, or whatever it is, it's the Vote for Us, there's the webcomic list button. I would love someone to put a comment on the Sonic Rex page, okay? There is no comment. It's been there. I've been on the thing for 2 years now, and there has never been a comment. So someone please put a comment on that. Please. The other thing I thought would be quite nice is that if there was some kind of Sonic Rex related information on Wikipedia. That'd be kind of cool. Because there's enough stuff. There's enough stuff with the comics and everything for, I think, for a Wikipedia entry, really. There's so many references and things and different types of media and adventure. We've got obviously we've got the radio show, and we've got a radio drama, for goodness sake. That'd be kind of cool. Sonic Rex does have a reference on a Wikipedia page. Unfortunately, it's for something to do with Sonic Riders. Apparently they thought I was German, because it was like Acht Engel UK. Apparently I spoiled a Sonic Riders track, which then turned out to be wrong, which was kind of news to me. But yeah, looking at it, I think I put Sunset Park, I think I said, in one of the old news archive entries, was a Sonic Riders track, and that I'd put it on Swag. As it turned out, Sunset Park was one of the, I think it's from Sonic Triple Trouble. I think it was a Sonic Triple Trouble level, Sunset Park. And I did see it. It was listed down on a website. It was a website or a magazine entry. And it said, Green Cave and Metal, whatever it was, and Sunset Park, which is why I said that. So I didn't spoil it. Somebody else messed up, and I just copied them. Okay, but so if you get the Archangel UK right, that'd be a good start. But so that wasn't anything to do with me, guys. Okay. But yeah, so some reference on Wikipedia would be kind of cool, or a few references, or a whole Wikipedia encyclopedia. That'd be cool. So those two things. And that, I believe, rounds off the questions for the first part of Q&A UK. We'll be back after this music break with the Magnificent Seven. See you on the flip side.
listening to
Radio Redux.
Yeah, it's here again, it's Derek's Magnificent Seven. First off though, those last two pieces of music you heard was from Knuckles Chaotix, and that was Isolated Island. And after that we had Wrapped in Black, Wrapped in Black, Wrapped in Black from Sonic Rush, and that was again Digital Remaking version. But now it's time to get into Demex's Magnificent Seven. Yes, Demex, of course, the webmaster of SonicStyle.org, our sort of bastard brethren website cousin. And here's a little section on the show, which we obviously like, because he sent in seven questions, and it was so prophetic that I just had to give him this little element on the show, quite frankly. Okay, so our first question up in the Magnificent Seven is, which next-gen system, i.e. Revolution PS3, am I most looking forward to? Obviously Xbox 360 is kind of here now, I suppose. Another thing about, I just thought it was great, whoever named the Xbox 360 the 360, because as I've always said about the 360, so stand up, everyone, stand up. Now, seriously, do it. I know some of you aren't. Right, I would like you to now close your eyes and turn 360 degrees. Left or right, doesn't matter. Right, open your eyes. Where are you? You're exactly where you started. What a brilliant name for this console. Hi, buy this console. It's exactly the same as the old one. We've progressed so far, we're back where we started. Fools. The PS3, I sincerely recommend not getting the PS3 at least for 2.5 months. Now, the reason I say this is because, as a rule, Sony stuff tends to be riddled with problems. Please look at the PS2 for an excellent example of this. For at least that period of time, this may be so. Expect when the PS3 launches that the memory card system won't work, that the backward compatibility doesn't work for one particular major publisher and their games, so that won't work instead straight away. There will be lots of teething problems with the online, and expect there to be some problem because of all the DualShock legal things going on at the minute, because Sony, allegedly, as in actually, stole the DualShock idea from somebody else, which was patented, so they're in all sorts of trouble at the minute financially. Now, I don't mean actually the entirety of the technology they took. Revolution, obviously, as you know, I have me a GameCube. I must say, I'm looking forward to the Revolution tremendously. But the simple reason is, it's going to live up to its name. It's not going to be the biggest seller. And I'll tell you why it's not going to be the biggest seller. The PS3 will be the biggest seller, because Nintendo, basically, with the GameCube, more or less completely eliminated piracy. Now, isn't that funny? Because, so as a rule, the ones that are pirated less, the ones that are most successful, or should I say, the ones that are least successful at preventing piracy, are the consoles traditionally that last longest. You could even see this back with the Spectrum. The Spectrum lasted for ages, despite the fact that it was a tape-based machine, and everyone and their dog was involved in some sort of scale piracy through the copying of the tapes. So a bit the revolution, the PS3 looks it looks kind of big. It's going to be hideously expensive, and it's going to break after the warranty runs out again, just like the PS2 does. There's just so much I worry about with the PS3 that I really wouldn't be interested in it. So the revolution, the whole development of games is going to change with the revolution, which I think is fantastic. The motion sensing technology that's going to be in. Imagine, because obviously you've probably all seen what has been dubbed as remote control. It's remote control. I guarantee you, when people start using it, people are going to go, you know, actually, that was pretty good. So the remote control, or the remote control wand, as you Americans would probably call it, can sort of slip in and lock in to other peripheries. So basically, that's what one of the things that people are kind of secretly hoping that Nintendo encourage is unique controllers for various games. So you'll be able to do. I mean, there's several faked things going around. There's the shotgun, but things like that you'll be able to have. So imagine the Silent Scope. Imagine you're playing some version of Silent Scope or the equivalent, and you have a sniper rifle. Now, the motion capturing technology within that senses when you're twitching or something. So if your target suddenly comes in through a door or somewhere, and you've got the scope on, you can see on the screen the zoom in through your scope, and it can sense if you're shivering, if in anticipation. So you literally, the whole sort of nerves of steel and cold hand and dead eye, everything. You can even sense when you sort of, if you jerk when you fire or something, if you get overexcited, it'll be able to sense things like that. You'll have, I mean, there was the arcade game, I can't remember what it was called, where you had this, you were wielding the samurai sword, around, which was flaming heavy. It was the version I played. But it was still fun. It didn't work very well, but it was fun. So you can have things like that, and so you'll be able to have a sword periphery. So you have to stick the wand in the sort of the hilt of the sword and sort of waving this thing around and fighting off the enemies with an actual physical sword, and your character will mimic those. It's that kind of thing. And it's that reason, as well as the fact that you'll be able to download like Sega games from the various sort of classic consoles, and Nintendo games from the various classic consoles for basically free. How cool is that gonna be? It's like every one of those retro arcade sticks, the plug-in TV ones, plus backwards compatibility for the GameCube, so you'll be able to play essentially the last GameCube game, which will ironically be the killer app. That's one of the ironic things. The Revolution's killer app on launch is probably going to be the last game from the previous generation, and that is, of course, Twilight Princess, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, which I'm so pleased I was vindicated on that it was going to. I was pleased I was vindicated on the basis that it was delayed, because I know it was sort of shouted down on SSMB a very long time ago, saying, "Oh, it's been delayed, it's not going to come out." And they said, "Yes, it's going to come out, it's going to be playable at last year's E3, and it was coming out in before Christmas, before last Christmas." So I was like, yeah, righto. But so, yes, Revolution is the way to go, as far as I'm concerned. It's going to be the way to go. But the PS3 will sell more. Because, you know, you'll have to pay more for the games, and you'll be able to pirate them easily. And it's going to cost you 1.5 times as much. Therefore, it's going to succeed. But isn't it like £200 from... I think it's going to be selling it for £340-something, £49.99 or whatever it is, and then Sony like making a £200 loss per unit. That's good business. So predictions for Sony going down the Swanee after PS3, I'm willing to take odds on that. Okay, question number two. Will you be posting the scripts of the shows for those who are unable to download the episodes of Radio Redux? None of this is really scripted. It's just me and the mic. So nothing's really scripted. I mean, if somebody wants to do a transcript of the show, I'll post them. If you're really that strange and you want to do a transcript of the show, I'll be happy to do it. If somebody emails me and is interested in me putting up the scripts for Chaotix X on Redux, so you can see the scripts and what I work from. So somebody emails me about that and asks, I will do so, because I do have the scripts for that. Elsewise, you know... The nominations, question three, is the nominations for the handies, the Sonic Rex Falls, are approaching soon. What will be different about this year's handy show? For a start, there will be a Radio Redux tie-in show where the awards will be announced in the style of the Sonic Hour, sorry, the Sonic 3-Hour special, the annual Sonic 3-Hour special there is now for the SSA. There'll be something like that. There'll probably be some more awards. The voting will be done in a different manner, in that the final vote will be tabulated via some kind of electronic online survey type thing. But there'll probably be some more awards as well, a couple of awards that were in-house awards last year will be public awards this year. There'll probably be another few in-house awards. There won't be a comic this year, I wouldn't have thought. It should be a bit more of a big thing this year, because as far as I'm concerned, it's the second award in the community. It's the precursor to the sort of unofficial precursor to the SSA, and it's the Emmys to their Oscars, and it's the BAFTAs to their Oscars, or whatever you want to call it, Golden Globes.
You are some Golden Globes, aren't you?
But yeah, I think it should be a bit of a bigger thing this year, and more people should be interested. I'll make an effort to contact the various other websites, because I really didn't last year. I sort of had the sort of attitude where I was sort of, well, you've got your people voting for you in this. If you don't know about it, and that was the thing about the Sonic and Shadow site awards that happened. What was it? End of March. That was the thing that I was sort of, in a way, disappointed by. Because if you looked at the nominations, it was just like the Sonic Kingdom sites. because nobody else knew about them. Nobody else knew about the awards and what was going on. So just all the awards were taken up by Sonic Kingdom sites. So that sort of showed me that I really need to get people like Sonic HQ and Sonic World and the Sonic World on board for these things. And so I will be letting them know what's going on, or when said awards are happening. at the time. Okay. So yeah, that's that. Question four. My birthday is coming up in 8 days. April the 28th. It says here. What are you getting me? I am getting you a small cat wrapped a dog. Wrapped in a horse, wrapped in cellophane, and presented in a small tray as a gift, a snack with some cherry cola on the side from a service station. But seriously, will Radio Redux be doing shout-outs on future shows? Let me answer that question by saying this. Hi everyone, this is Arcane GK. It is Demix's birthday on April 28th. We at Radio Redux would like to wish him a very happy birthday. Does that answer your question? While I'm doing shout-outs, I'd like to do a little shout-out to Talisman Team. Talisman Team... the webmaster of Talisman Team, I was just looking through some of the Vote for Us tablatures and the comments, and there was a very, very nice comment from Talisman Team, and they were very sort of buoyant, shall we say, about Sonic Rex and what myself, Archangel K, does on there. So I'd just like to say thank you very much to that Talisman Team, and I seriously recommend everyone going to check out Talisman Team whenever you see either the banner, which seems to be rotating on TSS at the moment, or just find them on Google or something and just have a little check out the site. It's pretty good. Question 5. What is your favourite Sonic remix? My favourite Sonic remix is probably... Sonic Lightspeed by Sir Nuts, as I've sort of said a few times. Things like the Dark Swords remixes, like Twinkle Park Classic, I quite like as well. There's what's it called? I think there's a recent one. Overcooked Remix had a bit of a convention as such in America a couple of few weeks back, and there was a remix called Lover's Reef, which I can't remember what it was a remix of, what level it was. I think it might have been a Sonic 3 remix, and it had an absolute ton of people in it, one of those people being Pixie Trix, whose voice is simply amazing. And that was a very good remix as well. So if you go on Overcooked Remix, that's one of the latest ones, and I recommend downloading that. Question 6. Is it true that you can do almost anything in front of the guards at Buckingham Palace and they cannot move? This is one of the things that really people don't get. Okay, there's a difference between not doing anything and doing your duty, and if your duty is to stand there impassively, then that's your duty. You can do almost anything in front of the guards at Buckingham Palace. They're the Coldstream guards, the guys with their hats, the Coldstream guards. It is very true, and they can't. They can move. Let's make they can move. So if when the guards changes, okay, and you're standing there pulling faces and doing really dumb crap, they might move. When they move, they might well twist their arms round and crack you in the side of the head if you don't get out of the way. They will walk through you, okay, if you stand in their way. And please do not confuse the fact that they can't, the fact that they don't seem to move, with the fact that they can't move, because they can, okay? Waving their hand in front of the face does nothing more than show gross immaturity on behalf of anyone who does that. To be fair, they quite often... They put up with a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of moral fibre on their care for them not to turn around and just, you know, wallop some people. I know they've done the sort of various scams, like the candid camera things they do. There's been various ones where they've had like a fake guard box outside. And I'm pretty sure they do this quite a lot now, actually, where they have somebody who's not a Coldstream guard but dressed up as it and pretending around. And then all of a sudden, so you just wait for the tourist. You can tell which is the American tourist because they've got the blue and white flowery Hawaiian style shirt and khaki shorts, which don't go far down enough to cover their thigh, okay, and sort of flip flops that have they've got Nike flip flops or something on as well, and sunglasses which they've got out of a Christmas cracker or something, and they're sort of going they don't do that, I don't think. They don't do that, but maybe they do. Maybe they're from that part of the world, but they do this now. The trick just to teach these people a lesson. These various tourists from all over the world. These ones who want to sort of go up and sort of sling an arm round. all of a sudden they'll come up, they'll end up brandishing a pike or something, and they'll sort of go rawr! And then sort of scream and chase them off and start hurling stuff at them, you know. but they can move in extreme circumstances, and they probably have very hard implements on them. Sharp implements and guns. So it might be not the best thing in the world for you to do that. Question number 7, the last question of the Magnificent 7 for this show is, what ice cream flavour do I fancy? So this is the thing, you see. Being from America, Demix has access to a whole host of ice cream flavours, which are fundamentally ridiculous. They've got really dumb names, and they're lovely combinations, but they've got really dumb names. So I can't remember off the top of my head. But they've all got things like Rocky Road and things like that. Just like it's got like vanilla and chocolatey bits in it, and chocolatey bits and syrup. It's a biscuit and a small car. I'll call it Rocky Road, yeah? So, I can't give you any kind of thing from that. What I will say, though, is that I like ice cream. Ice cream is very nice. I could probably do some Neapolitan ice cream right now. That's the one where it's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry in sort of the stripes, for those who don't know. Also, Raspberry Ripple. Raspberry Ripple would go down an absolute treat. If I had an absolute choice... strawberry with some real strawberry bits in, that would be lovely. The best ice cream though I have had, on the coast there is a shop which is run by a real Italian family and does real Italian ice cream, and there I haven't been there in ages. I mean really absolute ages, but the last time I went, which was about 7 or 8 years ago, I had a 2-scoop ice cream. You know, it's like the twin cone, as opposed to 1-scoop. I'm talking about, it was like the twin cone, and I had 1 scoop of banana with real bananas in it, and the other one was a scoop of honeycomb ice cream, honeycomb flavored ice cream with honeycomb bits in it, and the combination of the two was, oh my god, gorgeous. Gorgeous. So yeah, that's what ice cream fancy right now. If you had to ask me, I would have that, and if not, I would have the strawberry with the strawberry bits in. Oh yeah. And that ends the Magnificent 7 for this particular show. Adjustment of the headset, and we're going into a very special event now. Round the Dragon, as you know, our lovely Sonic Rex fan from Uruguay, asked me for a request, and it was I Am All of Me. The only problem with I Am All of Me is that I played I Am All of Me on the show, and I tend not to want to put things in that I've played sort of in the last three or four or even five shows. So you probably won't hear I Am All of Me again for a while, just like you won't hear Wrapped in Black for a while, unless it's like the Wrapped in Black Part 2 that I play. But I was sort of thinking, and I was just going through the Shadow the Hedgehog individual tracks, because I was interested in figuring out, yeah, what else could I play? And I thought, well, there must be a longer version of that, surely. There must be a longer version of I Am All of Me that I haven't played, and I could play it for her instead. What I then came up with was like, well, the final battle, that's like I Am All of Me. The final battle versus Devil Doom is I Am All of Me playing in the background. That's a different version, a longer version. So I thought, oh, excellent, excellent. So I've got the track, I've got the track rip from Fast Feet, and I was playing that, and I thought, oh no, it's on a loop, because it's like, it's cut at the beginning, and it cuts at the end. And there's all sorts of loveliness in the between that you don't hear on the normal track. So I thought, well, this isn't good, and we will never... And it's not on Lost and Found, I believe. The full-length one, anyway. So as far as I know, there is no full-length version of I Am All of Me available anywhere. So nobody has it. So I thought I'd attempt via my computer and Cool Edit Pro to try and combine what was essentially the recognised I Am All of Me version with this extended version of the Devil Doom one, which wasn't really helped by the fact that the recordings are in two different qualities. Now, at my speakers, it sounds wonderful. I'm not sure how it's going to sound on here exactly, but it's like 3 minutes 51 seconds of joy, and it's coming up for you now. It is the I Am All of Me Squared, the Rex and Up Extended Mix, Crush 40 vs. Arkanjuka. It is coming up for you right now. You are listening to Radio Redux. Rated E for everyone.
Okay. Radio Redux.
There you go. I hope you enjoyed that. Then that was, say, Crash 40 extended mix created by me. Next up, we have something that was scheduled to be on the last show and wasn't because of time constraints. I really don't give a rat's ass about time constraints today, to be honest. So it's going to be, especially as we sort of approaching 2 hours, like now, it's going to be the first instance of the Ready Redux J-pop selector. I've got two anime tracks coming up for you now from animes that I like quite a lot. First of all, we're going to have some Escaflowne. This is from the For Lovers Only soundtrack. Quite a few soundtracks for Escaflowne, but this is this is a tickly throat, which results in me coughing straight into the mic. Sorry about that. Yeah. I'll get some water, I think, while this is playing. But the first track up is called The Day with Blowing Wind, which is a nice piece of J-pop. After that, we're going to have a short piece, a much shorter piece, because this next one's coming in at just over 6 minutes long. After that, we're going to have another track from Bubblegum Crisis, Tokyo 2040, so the remake of Bubblegum Crisis, by a band called Opus 4, who are responsible in part for the majority of the backing material and music for that particular anime, with the exception of obviously the Hurricane songs, which are created by I think Opus might have done the backing music for that, but yeah, the Hurricane songs were not on the Opus soundtrack that I have. This is actually from thanks to Alzari for this, for supplying the track, and it's called The Hacker. It's one of the pieces. After that, we'll have a little bit of information about what's coming up on the next few Radio Redux shows, and after that, it's time for some Chaotix X. So I hope you enjoy that. So I'll be back after this with some information about the next free Radio Redux broadcasts, whenever those will be. This is the Radio Redux J-pop selector, and this is Escaflowne.
Radio Redux.
J-pop selector.
Techno.
That was Opus 4 with The Hacker from Bubblegum Crisis 2040, that last track. And I want to talk about briefly now, before we delve into what you've all been waiting for, naturally, which is Chaotic X Episode 3. What's happening in the next couple of radio shows? Now, the discussion show that is due in the next couple of shows, which is what's it called again? This is Du Chau Bounce. That is going to take an exceptional amount of work, so that's probably going to be put on the back burner a little bit. What's coming up next show? It's not going to be a normal Radio Redux show. It will be the retrospected show, a retrospected show for the game Turrican 2, which is one of my favourite games. and basically looking at the links and the plot and what sort of happened since sequels, prequels, dodecahedrals, anything of that ilk. So just looking at why I like the game, that's why the music's cool, and etc. A bit of history on that. There'll be lots of other sort of retro respected shows. There's one's planned for this is in the distant future, obviously. There's one planned for a specific Zelda show. There's one planned for a specific Street Fighter 2 show. If you think there's a particular Elder show, not Elder show, Elder game that I might want to investigate as part of one of these special shows, email me at the usual address, ArchangelUK, ArchangelUK, @hotmail.com. And of course, email if you have any questions, queries, posers, riddles, whatever, shout outs, manar, for whenever I do a normal show, which should be the show after that. The reason that Rewix might go a little bit on the back burner is because there's a lot of interesting stuff coming up with the comics. I want to do a few comics in pretty quick succession. So time-wise, Radio Redux doesn't fit in as well. Plus the fact that the next episode of Chaotix X kind of killed my throat. There's a big speech at the end by a certain character who speaks in a hoarse voice, and who isn't a horse, but it took me about 3 goes, and on the second go, it sort of dried out my throat to the extent where I started coughing, and coughing started to turn to retching, and retching turned into throwing up, after a quick dash in the vague direction of the toilet. So I've suffered for my art. Suffered for my art this show, thanks to you lot. So yes, but just letting you know what's happening with the show wise. So that's the next. Probably none of you have ever heard of Turrican 2, but it was a fantastic game, which came out around about 1990 for mainly the Amiga and the Atari and things like that. Although there was Super Turrican as well, but I'm gonna go into that anyway. So. That's to look forward to, stroke look out for, and that's all I really have to say on the issue for the moment. So without further ado, here is brand new loveliness for you, which is Chaotix X Episode 3. Enjoy.
Freedom.
The official podcast of SonicRex.com.
Chaotix X, Episode 3, The B-Flat Blues. France. Home of brie cheese, baguettes, onion cellars, the Eiffel Tower, kids who want to set fire to things, and a hideous plot masterminded by the evil DC Inc. and its rather diminutive Mr. Big, the Devil Chow. On the trail of this elusive organisation are Team Chaotix, a crocodile, a chameleon and a bumblebee, whose only real connection is a love of a good mystery and a thirst for adventure. Plus, they need to pay the bills somehow, you know. We left what passes for our heroes in this mockery of a show in the back of a seemingly innocent café in Paris, just after the defeat of the DC agent Pierre, who revealed he was not only a chow in a mechanical suit, but also his brother was responsible for the death of Charmy's beloved uncle. And why are you waving your arms at me, Vector?
We wanted to ask you a question, actually.
Why, when it was revealed Jacques was the Chow with seven fingers on his left hand, did you, and I quote, clearly say at the end of the last show, will Charmy track down the eight-fingered man-chow, if he indeed he is Jacques, as Pierre says?
You messed up, didn't you?
I did no such thing. I also think someone forgot to say what the actual episode was called last time.
You messed up, you messed up, you messed up.
I did not. Oh yeah? Then why do you say that, clever Clarks? Huh? Huh?
Because he has only one finger on his right hand. Thus, he has eight fingers total.
Really? Which one is it, then?
This one. Well, that's mature. Now, let's get back to the story, shall we? If I remember right, old stripey ass here just found out his uncle had been killed not by a motorist, but by a chow.
No! I'll kill you!
Easy,
I'll
Charlie,
kill
easy.
You!
What the hell's gotten into him?
I don't know. Charmy, knock it off.
Charmy, enough.
Are you okay, pal?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be fine. I just need some air is all.
That was a hell of a reaction.
He's upset about something.
I'd never have guessed. How would we have gotten by all these years without those detective skills of yours?
Well, I can't take all the credit now, can I?
Mother Spectre strikes again. I'll take care of our prisoner here. You go see what all that was about for Charmy.
Me? Why do I have to go?
Because you're the leader.
What? He's a nut.
He's a nut?
He's crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think I heard it in a song somewhere. Look, that bee needs therapy. Anyway, I'm a detective, not an insect psychiatrist. Why should I have to go?
Apart from the fact that you're the leader.
Yeah.
And apart from the fact that you're his friend.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't tell him, I'll tell him and Cream exactly what happened when you and Cream's mother went for that walk a while back.
What? How did you know? What?
Maybe because you're blushing as red as a beetroot. Then again, maybe it's because instead of buying your own candles, you stole all my meditation ones. Maybe because you charged a dozen red roses to my credit card. Maybe because you had that ghastly guitar with you, and the sounds of you singing at her drove half the woodland creatures out of the park.
All right, I'm going. Damn chameleons.
I am so good.
Okay, Shrimp. What was all that about?
Oh, Vector. It was nothing, really. I'm fine. Really, I am.
Don't talk wet to me. You're obviously upset by some kind of terrible tragedy in your past. Memories you've long buried are threatening to resurface. A dark secret, so hideous it might destroy you. A miserable, torrid time of your life. You don't want dragged up. Never to be brought up in conversation. A heart-wrenching, spirit-destroying time when your innocence was ripped away from you and the horrors burned indelibly into your soul. So, what's up?
Several minutes later.
Oh, knock it off!
All right.
So what's the deal with this uncle of yours? Why are you so bent out of shape by the fact he was run over by a chow, not a human? Is there a difference?
In our culture, honor is paramount. He died without honor. Thus he died in shame. And that shame translates to the rest of the family. Which means me. Put simply, I'm shamed by his death.
So bees have an honor-centric socio-political system. Here's me thinking he had a queen and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. We fight to conquer others with overly elaborate swords and drink lots of bloodline and...
Charmy.
Uh-huh.
Those are Klingons, Charmy.
Oh.
Oh. How about you tell me what really goes on?
Well, I was born in a hive. It's a skyscraper now. But back then, it was an old cottage in the street. Everything was sort of golden-colored. The houses, the people, the cobbled roads. I had a job delivering groceries. Last stop on round was old Ma Peggotty's place. Was like taking bread to top of world.
Charmy.
Was a grand ride back, though. New bake would have kettle on.
Charmy.
What now?
That's the Hovis advert, Charmy.
Oh. So it is.
Charmy, do you remember anything about your childhood at all?
Hey, I'm still in my childhood. I'm only 6, remember? Look, all I know is that my only surviving family was killed by a chow driving a car. Don't you think that I've got a right to be upset about that? What are you doing out here, anyway?
Well, I was trying to cheer you up. It looks like I succeeded.
What do you mean, cheer me up? All you've done is make me sad and piss me off!
Another satisfied customer.
But I wasn't finished talking to you yet.
Another satisfied customer.
But I said...
Another satisfied customer! Now, come on. We've got a prisoner waiting. Let's go talk to him. All right, chow. Parley.
Never. I would die before I spilled the baked beans.
What beans?
You expect me to fall into that old trap?
What old trap?
The trap where you pretend to be dim in order to get me to reveal everything in sheer frustration. Eh?
What? Pardon?
Oh, come on now. You must have seen it. If it is not the whole good cop, bad cop routine, it is the pretend you're stupid and let them make a mistake routine. Eh?
What? Pardon?
What, you're really not going to do that?
I know.
So, you're not going to tell us?
Never. I will never tell you the secret plans of the Devil Chow.
We'll have to see about that then. Won't we?
Oh, I like it when Espio gets all menacing.
Okay.
What? What did I say?
Ha! And you call yourselves professionals.
Actually, we call ourselves Trixie Bubbles and Tallulah, but that's another story.
So, you won't talk then, Pierre? If that is your real name.
Never!
Then we'll have to persuade you.
Charmy, stop leaning on that accordion.
Hmm? Oh, sorry.
You cannot torture me. For you are the good guys. It goes against the third cardinal rule of the good guys or bad guys charter. And besides, I claim my rights to the prisoner, as laid down in the Geneva Convention.
Geneva Convention.
Whatever. You do not frighten me.
Oh, don't I? Let me just move over here to this television. Gentlemen, please apply your earplugs and blindfolds. I will rely on my superior mental strength to withstand the application.
But, what are you doing?
So you won't talk, huh? We'll see about that. Let's see if your resolve survives this.
No! Anything but that! The bold smiles, the dungarees, the primary colors, can't you feel out of my head? Turn it off! Turn it off! I'll talk! I'll talk!
I thought you might see it my way. Now spill everything while I remove the sensory deprivation equipment from my friends.
Very well. Please don't put it on again, please. I am part of a network of spies under the subcommand of Agent Tangeline, an A-class agent of the Devil Chow. DC Incorporated plans to raid a giant laser in the middle of Paris to blow up the European Parliament in Brussels, killing all European leaders and starting World War III. France will be destroyed in the retaliation, and the price of cheese and wine will be exponentially increased per barrel to be all that of even crude oil.
The organization will then reap the bounty of this increased price through the stocks appropriated by agents from French farms, and that produced by land that we, shall we say, appropriated again in Italy, Spain, and Switzerland. The Henschau and Agent Andreen will meanwhile be safe in a special bunker that can withstand a direct nuclear blast, and will be able to take over the remainder of the country after the peace is signed, and they use their special radiation removal chemicals to cleanse the land. What a diabolically cunning plan.
Could you repeat all that? Sorry, I saw my earplugs in.
What again in that voice? You must be joking. Look, go and listen to the recording if you want to find out anything, mate. It's your own flaming fault if you've missed anything.
Fine, I will. Do 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 do
do do do do. So what's the plan?
We need to go find this Agent Tangerine. Where is this base?
I do not know exactly. But you will find the agent at the casino and bar owned by DC Incorporated in the heart of Paris. The Moulin Tangerine.
The Moulin Tangerine?
Having the most original name in the world, is it?
Since when has anything on this show been particularly original?
Touché.
What a diabolically cunning plan!
Oh, so you've caught up at last, have you?
Yeah. So, now let's get going. We'll drop this one off with the police on the way. To the Moulin Tangerine!
To the Moulin Tangerine!
What will happen at the Moulin Tangerine? Will Espio become a pastry model? Will Charmy become a famous painter? And which one of the team is Trixie? Find out the answer to only one of these questions in the next OMFG WTF Wild Wild West entertaining episode of Chaos Execs.
That was the city area battle music from Sonic Heroes, and that was also our last track for the day. Hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly did, despite the fact that it's killed my throat with Chaos Execs, and I hope you don't mind the fact that it was sort of a longish show as well. Almost, looking at the time readout here, 2 hours 20. 8 minutes in about 5 seconds, but there we go. I wanted to get all that rest of that stuff in this time, and I think it was worth it. So yes, look out for the new comics, which should be coming in around about a few days' time, perhaps. So looking at say three or four quick succession when we get on to this big event and also the Sonic Sonic Rex Awards on the horizon and the Sonic Rex store being released from its gilded cage and frightening you all with the wondrousness of its wonder. But there you go, eh?